The Origins of Radical Right-Wing Power. She spoke in Madison, Wisconsin. Nancy McLean is the author of Democracy in Chains. She's professor of history and public policy at Duke University. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and part of the nonprofit media education organization, Rise Up. We are supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature progressive voices rarely heard in the media, such as Glenn Greenwald, Trita Parsi, Henry Giroux, Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, Naomi Klein, Richard Wolff, and Vandana Shiva. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs, MP3s, or written transcripts of today's program, Nancy McLean on the Origins of Radical Right-Wing Power, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Special thanks to Norm Stockwell. Joe Ichi is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, KBOO listeners. You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is almost 10:01. I'm Tave Fache-Drake, and I'm going to be with you until a little bit after noon. Coming up at 10:15, we have Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on stage and studio, Dime Roberts hosts a lively discussion about the performing arts in Portland with two of the city's finest theater artists, Susanna Mars and James Dixon. And then at 11:30, we have Art Focus, which features interviews with curators, critics, and artists. Today, Art Focus Eric Bartels speaks to the project manager of the historic Black Williams Project, highlighting the history of the African American community in North and Northeast Portland. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member today. I thank you for listening, and you are listening to KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the second annual Know Your City Gala, Untold Stories, on Thursday, November 16th at 5:30 p.m. at the EcoTrust Event Space in Portland. Untold Stories is Know Your City's second annual benefit gala, and it raises essential funds to further Know Your City's programs of engaging everyday Oregonians in the history, culture, and civics of the region. This year's gala will bring together over 150 guests for an unforgettable evening, including hors d'oeuvres, drinks, dessert, performances from local talent, and a paddle raise. Again, that's the second annual Know Your City Gala, Untold Stories, on Thursday, November 16th at 5:30 p.m. at the EcoTrust Event Space, 721 Northwest 9th Avenue, Suite 200 in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Big Waters Falling Up Tour, Tuesday, November 14th at 8 p.m. at the Paris Theater in Portland. Portland locals Big Water will be closing out their Falling Up Tour, featuring special guest Danielle Betancourt on the violin. Big Water will also be sponsoring a feeding for houseless people through AMA Global Care and the Paris Theater. Again, that's Big Water's Falling Up Tour, Tuesday, November 14th at 8 p.m. at the Paris Theater, 6 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
K KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of After the Smoke Clears on Wednesday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. After the Smoke Clears is the first in a series of educational public forums on the Eagle Creek Fire and learn how our community can support the recovery of the Columbia River Gorge. The series will feature a combination of multimedia presentations on what happened in the fire and examinations of key challenges moving forward, featuring insights from a collection of noted fire ecologists, forestry researchers, and leaders from local businesses, conservation, and recreation organizations. Again, that's After the Smoke Clears on Wednesday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Coming up next is Air Cascadia, Chris Andre hosts, and you will have headlines, interviews, and commentary up after these moments. Thanks for listening to KBOO.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, as always, your fake news radio, because Trump is floundering in his own his ocean of lies, having returned from one of the most absolutely hilariously entertaining trips, junkets around anywhere that any president has ever undertaken. Trump is back in the good old U.S. of A., where he is being greeted by less enthusiasm than he was overseas. Apparently, the world leaders have figured Trump out 100%. They treat him as a very spoiled 5-year-old boy who's used to getting everything and loves to be celebrated, loves to be told how great he is. He loves pomp and circumstance in any form. And wow, did they ever lay it on thick. They certainly took a lesson from Saudi Arabia, and everybody rolled out the sword dance. So that said, Trump is back in thick, bubbly, mucousy morass of his own mistakes, and as his cronies one by one collapse around him in their own legal problems, Trump himself appears not to be aware of the trouble that he's in. That said, we got a quick bit of weather to dispatch. We're very fortunate to have Justin Mendoza with Public Citizen joining us today. And we're going to be talking about the big farmers coup, which comes stalking in the form of Alex Azar, who's about to assume the mantle and the throne of Health and Human Services if Trump has his way. Trump, of course, having recently returned from being treated like some sort of ancient potentate, has no idea what's going on, none whatsoever. He probably senses a whiff of sulfur in the air, or perhaps that's his own bodily perfume. So just for the record and just for the region, we expect good 50-50 chance of showers today, clouds rolling in, and a high around 54 tonight. Rain is very likely. And we should have a south wind, 13 to 18 miles per hour. That's going to gust up to 30 in some places, mine probably. And it's a good chance we'll get a little bit of rain driven in front of that wind. For tomorrow, rain very likely again, and that wind persisting all day, 11 to 15, gusting up to 24 during the day. And for tomorrow, night showers are likely, lows around 44, and wind dropping off. That said, we're going to welcome Justin Mendoza with Public Citizen. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello, and thank you for having me on. It's really exciting.
We're really, really glad that you were able to take the time to join us to talk about this. So, Alex Azar, I wonder if you could, I think that we need to get all of the players straight on the field and figure out who's on first. Alex Azar would love to be on first, I expect. He probably was informed that this was going to be a shoe-in, and that right. Trump's cronies had guaranteed him this wonderful posting where he, this definitely closes the circle as far as the big pharma's coup. It's just, we should definitely doff our collective caps to Public Citizen for keeping people aware of this. The most important thing to do right now is for people to talk about this right to elected officials and make sure that the alarm is raised, because it's so apparent in this case of all of these appointments that the Trump administration expected little or no pushback from the public. And it's up to us now to push back hard. You want to just let listeners know who exactly Alex Azar is?
Absolutely. So Alex Azar is really the second person that Donald Trump has proposed for this position who has deep ties to the pharmaceutical industry, which this position regulates. His first appointment, Tom Price, had some very scandalous investments that he made in pharmaceutical corporations while he was working on a trade agenda that directly benefited those corporations. Of course, Tom Price is out of the picture, but thank goodness. But Alex Azar, he also has a very deep tie to the corporations. He served as Deputy Secretary to Health and Human Resources under George W. Bush, and then left immediately right after overseeing an investigation of Eli Lilly Corporation around how they were marketing certain unapproved drug products to consumers, and then actually joined their senior leadership at Eli Lilly and Company as the vice president, and then eventually president of Eli Lilly and Corporation. And we tracked down the price of Humalog insulin during his time there. And what we saw, Humalog is Eli Lilly's biggest insulin product.
And insulin is, of course, one of those drugs that people will absolutely have to have. There are many approaching the position that insulin holds in America's, I guess, drug cabinets, but nothing approaches the absolute urgency. I would just want to make sure we underline that.
You are absolutely right. Insulin is a drug where if you need it for type 1 diabetes, you literally cannot live without this drug. It's the type of thing where if the price increases, a patient has no choice but to pay for the increased price, which is why when Alex Azar was the vice president and president of Eli Lilly, and they increased the price of their insulin product by 345% to end up in 2017 at more than $9,172 a year. They are directly making sure that people living with diabetes have a harder time affording their rent, affording meals on the table for their families, and affording anything else that they have to sacrifice in order to pay for that insulin.
So if Azar gets in, the picture for everyone is going to be pretty grim. Certainly, people with diabetes and others as well will be affected. And just want to ask another quick question about what the rest of the picture is going to look like. If you could just give listeners an overview of what possible changes he might be able to institute that would directly affect us, as you know, we're not. I wish I could say we are citizens, but we're really consumers, and that's why this is so important. And it's not only morally and ethically reprehensible; it's very sad. What can you give us? Who else and how this is likely to affect us as consumers?
Absolutely. So outside of just his direct conflict of interest, having come from Eli Lilly Incorporation in order to now regulate the same corporation, he also has been on record multiple times as part of the Washington Speakers Guild. So he would give speeches all over at college campuses and other places. And we went through some of the footage. And when he talks about high drug prices, he actually says, he actually uses some of the pharmaceutical industry's biggest talking points, saying that an idea or the idea about controlling the high cost of medicines would actually harm innovation. To us, what that message really means is that pharmaceutical companies are threatening to stop developing new medicines if their profits are harmed. And we should always take a look at that as consumers, because they're directly saying, if you stop letting us charge whatever you will pay for your loved ones, we'll stop inventing the new drugs that you need.